the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. So I was thinking about to prepare the lesson, and I was thinking many times about what I have to say and what I have to give. At this time, I think, because there is a lot of people in confessions, and there is a lot of people also talk to me, and there's a lot of things happened in the world, there's a lot of people also are sad. And I felt like, okay, why we have to be sad like that? So I was thinking, oh my God, like I have to talk about the happiness. How to build our happiness in our life. How to be happy. And this is our target. I can't see the people, like their face show me that they are sad. There's something wrong. So it's, for me, it's very anxious, like why they are like that. They have to be happy, and you have to see their smiles. So I was thinking about that, about to build my happiness. So I found 8 simple steps that will make you happier in life. And let's see, together, let's walk together, and there's 8 steps, and we will see what are these steps exactly. Maybe after these steps, maybe I can gain this smile on this face. It's amazing. And I saw that, like, there is whatever they have, maybe they are very poor, they have nothing, but they have their smile. Maybe they have a lot of issues and problems in their life, but still they have smiles on their face. So let's go for the 8 simple steps. Number 1, take care of your health, exercise, sleep, and eat well. I'm not taking each point, I will take it from the Bible. Again, each one I will take it from the Bible. 1 Corinthians 6:12. Some of you say, we can do anything we want to, but I tell you that not everything is good for us. It's another one in Psalm 127:2. It is useless for you to work so hard from early morning until late at night, anxiously working for food to eat, for God gives rest to his loved ones. So it's clear. It's clear that I have to find the time for my health. I have to do some exercise. I have to sleep. However, I have to tell myself also too, because I'm not sleeping well. Okay, so I sleep only for four hours only. And the people said, Abuna, it's too, like it's now, you can't, you have to sleep well. And sometimes I feel collapsing. Yes, so I have to sleep well. Also me too. I have to walk outside. I have to do some exercises. So it's very important to do that. It's physically, when you do that, it's, and I can ask now, like Samir is a physician, he will tell me for sure in medical wide, in what happened for my body when I'm do some exercise and I eat well. It feels me like happy. I remember, I'll tell you an experience. I don't know, Samir, you saw me before when I was like a fat, right? Or not? Was fat, like, okay, I'll tell you, no, yeah, I was fat, I was, okay, you, like, I don't want to, like, the size of Abuna Anthony and Abuna Carlos, and more, I was like that, yeah, so what happened, I decided to eat, I love to eat, and I love really to, I didn't care about what I'm eating. That's when I was in university. Yes, it's 2000. Yeah, 2000. At 2000. I decided it's exactly 2000. So what happened? I decided to change my life. I decided to stop all this food. And I have to decide what I have to pick this one, and I have to choose from the right one. I have to walk, and I have to do some exercises. So what happened? I felt well. I felt there is happiness inside me. So also, one of things is that makes you happy that you feel that you're not eating a lot. You are doing some exercises also too. So I have to walk. So I have to find the time per day to do that. I have to find the day per day to do that. If reading scripture like this had made me realize that when I neglect my health, I become a really unhappy person. And I also end up aggravating the people who care so much about me. Also, this is sometimes, I have to build my habit. So as I said before, I have to do, like, create a consistent sleep. I have to know exactly how long I'm sleeping, what I'm eating, how long I'm doing some exercises. I have to do that. It's not like someone who's going everywhere, anywhere, and okay, as I'm eating this and I'm eating that, and it's okay for me, and I'm not doing any exercises. So even if you are here or you have a lot of things to do, go for a walk. Go to do some exercises. And be reasonable in your food also to be healthy, I mean. So number one is, as I said, be healthy. Number two, set up goals and a schedule. Ephesians 5, 15, 16. So be careful how you live. Be mindful of your steps. Don't run around like idiots, as the rest of the world does. Instead, walk as wise. Make the most of every living and breathing moment, because these are evil times. What is that? The problem that I'm open my eyes in the morning, Monday morning, and I know that I have to go to school, and the life, I have to finish my school, so after that I have to go to work, after I have finished my work, I have to go back, and I have to study sometimes, and I have to go to bed, so tomorrow, and after tomorrow, at the same, I'm doing that, but I'm not organizing myself, and I have no scope, and I have no vision, and I have no goals. It's another thing also too, it's very bad, that I have to sit down on Sunday evening, and I have to write down, this is my goal for next week. Not only the goal for example, my goal in studies only, no, also my spiritual life. And this is what I have to set up with my father of confession. So what is my goal also to, I have to gain something. For example, that's why we have many, many, many days in fasting. What I'm gaining? It's nothing. Fast come and go, and I didn't gain anything. I didn't gain any virtue. I didn't gain even improve myself in prayer or improve myself, for example, to stop some sins. No, I didn't do that. So I have to set up, as I said, the scripture said, to be mindful of your steps. So I have to know exactly what is the goal of this week and what is the goal of the month and what is the goal of the year. I don't want to have conflict between the goals. And for example, sometimes there is some goals, it's not reasonable, or it's not had a value, it's not, there is no value for it at this moment, so I have to postpone it to next, for example, the next period. So I have to set up myself, and I have to define my goals. The problem, a lot of people said, we have a problem that we find that it's boring, the life is boring, and the same tomorrow is like today, the after tomorrow like yesterday. There is nothing different. No, there is different. I have to define my difference, like I have to do my difference in my life. How to set up the goals? So, as I said before, I have to do a brainstorm and choose for myself academic, social, physical, spiritual goals that I can achieve by the end, for example, as a summer. What I'm doing in the summer, I'm studying only, or no, I'm, for example, I have to do something at church. Maybe I can serve. Maybe I can do something different. Oh, I have to also, maybe I have more time, so I have to read more in the Bible. So I have to finish this book this month. Or I have also to study a little bit in this, and we do that also too. As I'm talking about a priest. We have to do that. For example, every time I have to review myself, where am I now? What I have to do? What is the need of not only for me and for the people, for the congregation? So I have to set up, I have to set up goals every time I have to set up some goals. And I have to do a checklist. This is really, I achieve these goals or not? If not, so I have to postpone it to push it, for example, to next month or next year, whatever. So by doing goals and doing, there's, for example, I have a paper and I write down some goals. by the end of the period, oh, I achieve 1 and 2 and 3, it's good. From 5 points, I achieve 3. Okay, it's good. Thank God. So I have to do another list. So I'm satisfied. So I'm happy that I'm doing something different. So, but for example, that's why the people were, so for example, let's do. I will give for an example, which is totally different for sure, because every day as a priest. Every day is different, I know. But as a priest, it's like, okay, what do we have to do? We have to pray, we have to take the confession, we have to blah, 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 things like that. But if I'm not set up a goal for me, so every day is like the other, what I have to do? Oh, tomorrow morning I have to pray the liturgy. Oh my God, again? No, it's another goal. I wanted to talk to God. If I'm doing that, so it's a different goal. So The second point is, as I said, I have to set up goal. The third one is, get everything off your chest. Happy is the one whom the Lord does not accuse of doing wrong, and who is free from all deceit. Psalm 32:2. Also, something maybe make me sad. If I have, I keep a secret inside my heart, or I keep this on my chest. Like, it's something hard and heavy in my heart to keep it. It's like a black box of the plane or like a boat, and I keep it inside me. It's heavy on me alone. That's why the church give me also different way to relieve. To be relieved also too. There's a father of confession or spiritual father. There's when I have something inside me, bother me. So I have to declare it. So once I declare this idea or the thought or a sin or something bad inside my heart or something, it's heavy inside me, or even I wanted to talk, I wanted to tell him about my life, or I can't tell him even, for example, like, okay, this is what happened. Sometimes I need someone to do that. And when I'm doing that, I get off everything from my chest. So I find myself a little bit, it's clear for me now, I can take a breath. I'm happy that I have nothing inside my heart. I'm clean now, it's clear. So repentance and confession, one of the main things, that's why the church put it as a sacrament. And why it's a sacrament? The sacrament because I'm relieved. Like, I try to clean myself and take off everything from my heart or my chest and going away. And what it's going to the priest? No. The priest took all this, Abuna Teo took all this sin and put it on the altar. Father, this is the confession of all the people, of all your congregation, of all your sons and daughters here on the altar. So maybe this is very important because it's also some burden I have on my... I remember that there is from 2 weeks ago, there is someone asked for confession. So he didn't confess. He tried to, like, he told me a story. It's not a confession. I was less surprised. Okay, I was expecting confession. So, but he didn't confess in anything, but he told me a story. And after he finished the story, so I told him, okay, what I have to do. And he told me, okay, thank you, Abuna, you listened to me. And that's it. You finish everything? Yes, I finished. You want to go? Yes, I have to go now. Go. So finally, I found that there is, it's very good that I have ears to hear the people. So sometimes I have to get off all what I have from my chest. Number 4 is forgive and forget. Your heavenly Father will forgive you if you forgive those who sin against you. But if you refuse to forgive them, he will not forgive you. Matthew 6:14-15. I can tell you, really, obviously and honestly speaking, one of the heaviest things if I'm not forgiving, because it will keep the heart black and sad all the time. The problem is, as in Matthew said, then your heavenly Father will forgive you if you forgive those who sin against you. But if you refuse to forgive them, he will not forgive you. And I remember when we went to the Koya 2 weeks or 3 weeks ago, and there is a question about how to forgive. And I give an example about what happened with me. But also I told the youth at that moment, I have to ask my Father to give me the forgiveness. I have to ask too. As a human, I am very weak. And the man had a memory, very good memory for the bad things, especially if someone did a bad things for him. So he will remember that. He will never forget. And he will look to these people and accuse them. You did something bad for me, and I will never forgive. The problem that this is the nature of humanity. This is the corruption nature. So what I have to do, I have to go to my Father, and I have to ask him, I know that you forgive me. As we pray, you cover me and you forgive me. So I have to forgive. But due to my weakness, I can't. Can you help me in that? So I'm asking a power. I'm asking his help to help me to do that. So if I forgive, I will remove this from my heart. That's why this is what we said. Also, remember something very important. I'm a sinner. I'm always doing something bad. I'm talking about myself. 100%, I do something bad. I'm doing something wrong. So why I can't forgive the others? Like I'm doing something bad and God covered me already. And there is no, for example, like, halas, everything is finished, so I have to forgive too. No, he did very bad things for me. Like, I can't even, like, forgive at all. No. God forgive. And I imitate God. But I have to find this power to forgive and to forget. So let's be agree. It's not easy to forgive. But the divine God, he can help me to forgive. This is different here. If I'm asking the forgiveness, he will give me the forgiveness. Also, another thing in forgiveness, it's not only to forgive the people. Sometimes I'm not forgiving myself. Like, and this is normal when I'm doing a sin. So even after I confess, for example, I repent. Okay, so the devil tried to come like he fights me by that. Hey, remember what you did before? Are you like, and you are going now to the church and you wanted to take the communion and also to, you wanted to talk to the people like that? And you wanted to pray also too. You wanted to go to your room and raise your hands. You raise your eyes to God and say, my Father, who is your Father? You did a sin. So I feel guilty. Oh, how I can pray? How I can do that? And this is a feeling of I can't forgive myself. Another thing's very bad that make me sad, that the devil try to tell me that you are guilty and you can't pray and you can't forgive yourself. Tell him, I'm so sorry for that. God, forgive me. And God loves me a lot. I went to my Father of confession and he gave me the absolution. And God erased all my sin. Be honest with yourself. Repent, confess, and don't worry. And God forgive you and forget what you did before. And also, if you feel that there is people that, for example, you can't forgive, another point in forgiveness, I told you, number one, it's not easy to forgive, so I have to ask God to help me in that. Number two, I have to pray also for the people who did something bad for me. Number three, I have to forgive myself, and I have to fight against that, against the devil, because he tried to convince me that I am guilty, and God will never forgive me. Tell him no. He forgive and forget because he loves me. He's my father. And the last point is, I have also to, for the people, I have to do some efforts too. This is what the Bible said. Go to the people, ask them for also, like try to help, to ask, try to approach. You wanted to, you ask me to approach the people who did something bad for me? Yes. And I know it's hard and very difficult, but we started by prayer and we started by asking the power from God. And if God really gives you that, go and approach the people. Do some effort. This effort will help a lot to remove all the black things or non-forgiveness, for example, from your heart, and you'll be happy later. Number five is build a family of real relationships. No, we will speak the truth with love. We will grow to be like Christ in every way. He is the head, and the whole body depends on him. All the parts of the body are joined and held together, with each part doing its own work. This causes the whole body to grow and to be stronger in love, Ephesians 4, 15, 16. Build a family of real relationships. One of the things that I met with the youth, or the some people too, they are, for example, especially here in Canada, they feel lonely. There is no one around me. And I saw people also too, for example, they have a lot of relationship, for example, but they feel lonely. And I sat down with them and I found that this relationship, it is not a real relationship. It's only like a superficial relationship. No, there's two different between in relationship, for example. I wanted to talk about the family, so I have to build a good relationship with my family, which is a different kind of relationship, because it's my family, and my whatever the parents or my relevant, I have to do to be nice with them also too. This is a family. And also another thing, which is a relationship with my friends. And this is, that's why we are, I said here that Christ in every way, and Christ, he is the head. So, for example, the church, the head of the church, who is who? It's Christ. So, as I said, you remember when I sent a message on the group and I said, welcome, for example, I would try to welcome the people who are coming from outside. I said, welcome to your family in Ottawa. Yes, it's a family. We are a member of one family. For example, if someone of you are sick, he's sick, for example, so I have to go right away. I have to see, hey, so one of my member of my family is suffering or is sick. And it's not because I am a priest. No, each one of you should do that. This is a good relationship. This is what, that's why this is a family. So the problem is we are living a life of depression because we feel sometimes we are alone. I will ask a question. Last month, how many calls you did to ask about friends? I'm not not answer for sure, but Anna, this I have to ask you. How many calls you did to ask about your friends? And you know, for example, you didn't see this your friend from a long time. The people need someone to ask about them. So I have to find the right people also I have to ask about the people, about friends, and I have to find the right person or the right kind of friends to be close to me, compatible. Because it's too hard to find these people, I know, but I have to find. But at least I know very well that I'm doing good relationship with everyone, and I'm asking about everyone to be sure that everyone is good, But I have my close relationship with my close family or close friends also too. There is good friends and fake friends. Again, I have to choose right. Who is give me power and there is improvement in my life and push me up? He is a good friend. If I feel my spiritual life also too growing because he is with me. I remember there is one of my friends when I was in university. He is a priest now in Chicago. I remember that we tried to encourage each other to go to the liturgy, the lit liturgy in the Great Lent. For example, like it's from 5 to 7 p.m. So everyone, for example, he asked me, you're going to attend the liturgy? Yeah, I'm going. So, okay, I'm coming with you. And the same, are you going to the liturgy? Yes. So we try to encourage each other. So I have to choose right. Like, for example, one of my friends, hey, are you going to church? This is one of a kind of fake friend, actually. Like, no, I wanted someone who also to, like, encourage me to do the right. So, the right friend or a real friend, for me, it's a person I can totally be honest with and be myself around. This is very important. This is very important. Again, I feel I'm not acting as someone else. No, I'm honest and I feel, who am I? I'm talking me. So when I'm talking with someone, I'm myself. This is very important to know, also to build a family of real relationship. It's not, I will finish this one. So number 6 is appreciate what you have, gratitude. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God with transcends all understanding will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus, Philippians 4, 6, 7. It's not a matter of what you have in your hand. It's not a matter of how much you have. It's a matter of satisfaction inside my heart. And it's coming from, I have to thank. I have to be grateful. I have to appreciate what I have. I have to say everything, thank God. I remember when we were like in high school, we went to the monastery and one of the monk said to us, he gave us like something to do, like... He said, every hour you have to say, thank God for everything. Thank you, God, for what you did for me. Like every hour. For example, now it's 9:30. So at 10, I have to remember, hey, 10 exactly. Thank God about the last hour. And thank you for everything, concerning everything. You give me the life. You give me everything. So at 11, I'll do the same. So every time I'm appreciate and I'm giving thanks to God, I'm giving thanks to him, I feel happy. Satisfied. The problem that I met a lot of people, they have a lot. They have a lot, really. God gives them a lot. But they complain. Every time they are complaining. They are complaining about the time. They are complaining about the work. They are complaining about the life. About the complaint. But God gives them a lot. So there is no complaint. You have to say thank God about everything. I met on other side, I met a lot of people, especially in Upper Egypt, okay, when I went, I served that, and I think Samir was served with us, how the people are very grateful. Like, if they feel that people are very poor, do you see that? Like, they are very poor. And, hey, how are you? Happy, very, thank God, I have everything. And he has nothing. He has nothing. And his house, it's only, for example, without windows, without doors. But they say, yeah, thank God about everything. So, and they are happy. And that's why I see the smile on their face. I never met people in Upper Egypt, for example, and they complained about their life, about it. No, I didn't see that. So a kind of grateful person, it's very simple that someone who is really happy because he always give thanks to God and he appreciates what he has. Also, I have to see that I'm lucky. I'm lucky that I have, for example, I have hands and I have eyes and I have legs and I have food. I have everything. I have really everything. Really, maybe because I visit a lot of like the hospitals when I go, some people are sick. So after I finish the visit of every time from the hospital, so I do the cross and I say thank God about everything, really, that I am walking on my foot. Really. Really, I'm thanking God about it. I'm thanking, without anything. I don't want anything else. It's at least I'm walking, because when I go to the hospital, I see the people really very, it's very hard. So when you go back to your home today, try to write down 50, 75, 100, maybe. I remember one of, from 3 years ago, one of a family called me, and she told me that her husband wanted to kill himself and go to suicide, and I ran to see him. So when I met him, he told me, my life is black, everything is bad, everything is bad, and I wanted to finish my life. So I tried to convince him, and I didn't find any solution. So I told him, okay, can you write down, please? I give him two different pens, one in black, one in red. So I told him, write down the bad things in your life by in black, and write down also too by red, everything is good in your life. So he told me I will write hundreds of papers about the bad things, and maybe one paper only, or maybe few sentence about the good one. After he finished that, I discovered that he wrote a lot of things, good things in his life. I told him, you see, so we forget. Unfortunately, we forget what we have on our hands. So we have to write down. So when you go back to your home, write about things, people, talents, weaknesses, even weaknesses also too. Sometimes the weakness is good. Maybe sometimes, because I'm not like, it's giving me humility. Sometimes, yes. Also too, if I have some weaknesses, and these weaknesses, for example, make me to pray, I thank God about it. I think I'll also tell about. So be specific and write down everything. Number seven is give back to the community. Anyone who gives a lot will succeed. Anyone who renews others will be renewed. Proverbs 11:25. Also one of the great, great happiness in the life to give. When you have effort, and you give effort, even you have time, and you give time, when you have money, and you give money, when you have whatever, you give. So I remember when I'm always, for example, if I meet the youth, and you remember, especially for them in the beginning of the year in September, so I ask all the youth, are you serving? Are you serving? Are you serving? And I push all the people to serve in anywhere. Okay, but why? Because only because I need servants? No. The main thing is to be happy. It's to serve and to do something different. Something that is not related to you through someone else. My spiritual father is an hermit in St. Paul Monastery in Red Sea. And I remember he told me this word. He told me, wherever you go, you have to serve. And they sent me many missions to finish, to work outside Egypt. So, and he told me, wherever you go, you have to serve. Search for the church and serve. And it was like something like doesn't make sense, because, for example, I go to whatever, where it's maybe different language and different things. So how I can serve? But I remember when I obeyed that, I was very happy. I was very happy to serve the people, to make something different in your life. It's really good. In University of Exeter Medical School, analyzed 40 published studies and found that when comparing volunteers to their peers who don't volunteer, volunteers had a 20% lower risk of death. This is a medical now. I'm not talking about spiritual. So I'm only going to comment any Haga medical. Additional researchers discovered that volunteers had lower level of depression, increased life satisfaction, and enhanced well-being. This is a medical one. So happiness also too. When you serve, when you give, it's a different feelings, different life also too. So if I follow both science, and the scripture too. So please start serve. If you're not serving, serve. If you do, you wanted to do anything, serve. Try to help the people. And the last things, and this it should be the first one, but I keep it the last one. It is not the last and the least. This is the main things, the main point. But I keep it for the end, to the end, the last point. Develop a genuine friendship with God. Trust in the Lord and do good. Live in the land and be safe. Seek your happiness in the Lord, and He will give you your heart's desire. Psalm 37:3-4. I can be content in any and every situation through the anointed one who is my power and strength. Philippians 4:13. There is many kind of, there is happiness and there is joy and there is many things else. The joy, it's something earthly. For example, if I have a new car, a new house, money, whatever I have, this is something physically, and it is only temporary. So it gives me the joy, but it's not give me happiness. Pleasure, also, it's not equal to happiness. Pleasure, it's only because I have some sentences, or some senses, so I have to fulfill my needs and give me the pleasure, but it is not also, it's also too, it's temporary. But the happiness, it's only from Him, from God. Go to your room and open the Bible and read and ask Him to declare and reveal Himself to you. On your knee, do a worship, and on your knee, do a metanoia. And metanoia, as I said before, metanoia, change my mind. I'm asking to change my mind. And when I'm asking to change my mind, He will change my mind also too and give me the happiness, because this is a good relationship with Him. Whatever what happened was around me, I don't care. Because I have my God who protects me only. So God is the only one who can give your permanent happiness. There is no one else. All the 7 points that I said before should come after number 8. But I keep it to remember this only. That's why I keep it in the last one to remember it. But this one should be number 1 and first. God is first, and after that, go to the health. You have to do some steps. We have to do. We have to do. We have to do that. We have to go to be close to God, and also to, for example, I'm close to God, I'm praying, but I'm eat a lot. I'm doing no exercise. And for example, I can't forgive the people, and I'm not serving. No, that doesn't make sense. So I have to make a good relationship with Him. And you have also too, as I said before, you have the goal. Your goal, at least, for example, in your spiritual life, once per week, at least once per week, you have to attend the liturgy and take the communion. Once per month, or maybe 2 months maximum, you have to confess. Every day I have to pray in the morning. I have to read my Bible. And the evening, before an evening, I have to pray too. During the day, I have to remember His name. This is the goal that I have. I'm talking to my Father. I'm talking to my friend. I'm talking to my Lord. So God is a friend who will never let you down. You remember that I said, make a good relationship with friends. Yeah, sometimes we fall to choose friends. And finally you found the friends are fake, not good. He's not fake at all. He's only the one friend who never let me down. So with Him, everything is good. Everything is possible. He will give me the support. He will give me the happiness. So, living with Him, it's living in heaven. I will resume the 8 points. Number 1, I will now move number 8 to be number 1 here. Develop a genuine friendship with God. And after that, everything is coming. Take care of your health, exercise, sleep, and eat well. Set up goals and schedule. Get everything off your chest. Forgive and forget. Build a family of real relationships. Appreciate what you have. Give back to the community. And the first one, I said it on number 8, I said it before. Develop a genuine friendship with God, and glory be to God forever. Amen. Any question? Thank you.
Guys, you don't have any questions?
What if there's someone who like complains a lot in your life? Like, what if there's someone else who complains a lot, and like you see them a lot? Like, what can you do about that?
So you mean that there's someone who complains a lot and make you anxious, for example, or like bother you with these other complaints, and every time you meet him or you meet her, you feel like she's complaining all the time, and you live with someone who's complaining all the time, and oh my God, it's hard. Yes. This is your question? The problem that the people who are complaining, there is like they have a problem. They have really a problem because they can't be grateful, and they can't see what they have in their hands. And maybe you can see by yourself, because you are out of the box, so you see that everything is good, but she or he, they found themselves like, everything is black and I wanted to complain only. The problem, these people, it's two different kind of people. These people, maybe sometimes they need help only by friends or and prayer too, and some people other, they have to go to the physician. 100%, they have to, yeah. And I think many people, maybe Samir can make me correct, like there's many people come, they have really depression and they need help, and like a physician can help them. So there are two different type of people, and I have to differentiate between both of them. So for me, what I have to do, I have to keep myself with them, or I have to isolate myself from them because it's fed up. Oh, no, too much complaints. Number one, I have to tell you that you have to pray for this person because really, 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 it's very bad. So I have to remember the name of this person in my prayers every time. And I attend the liturgy, and I have to put his or her name on the altar too. This is number one, because we don't know exactly what they have. And number two, try to change the discussion. The conversation, for example, every time you meet this person, so she or he, for example, like driving or directs the discussion to complaining, so you take this one again and direct for, hey, you remember what happened yesterday? For example, oh, we went to that and we went to that. Try to go in another discussion. Try to distract her or him about this discussion. Keep it away. Number three, be sure if there is a father of confession, for example, because if he or she complains a lot, so we have to find a solution. Maybe she needs help also too, or he needs help. Maybe they need someone to talk. Maybe they need, we don't know, maybe medications or maybe a physician. We don't know. So we have to analyze also to what they do. Okay? What else?
Simple things like
before the gala, so mark your calendar. And then the winter trip, inshallah, the 17th of January. Most probably, we're gonna do it in Kingston this year. So mark your calendar as well. Anything else?
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. My beloved Lord and good Savior, as you said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Truly are my way. Not only to show me how to go or where to go, but me to follow you wherever you are going and whatever you are doing. My Lord Jesus Christ, you are my truth. In your light, I achieve all truth things. Always believing that you are dwelling in my life, blessing my heart, making in my heart a mention to you and to your Holy Spirit. And you are my life. Without you, I have no life. And with you, I can live a real life, a peaceful life, a joyful life, a pure life, a right life on earth, and eternal life in heavens. Bless my Father, and my brethren who are standing before your holy throne this moment, and respond every supplication, every prayer in their hearts. They are rising now, and also confirm us in every word we heard tonight, according to your will in our life, through the intercession of the Mother of God and the prayers of Saint Paul of Tomorrow and the Saint of Tomorrow and all the saints, accept our prayers as your children. Always we behave with you as you our beloved and Savior, Father and Son, and the Holy Spirit. And make us worthy to pray, saying, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from evil one. Christ Jesus our Lord. Thine is the kingdom, the power, the glory. Go in peace. The peace of the Lord be with you all. Amen.